Since her son Tommy went to jail, Dawn Herbert tries to see him as much as she can. He's incarcerated less than a 10-minute drive from her house in Keene, but he might as well be a lot further.
He's in that building, and I can't get to him.
Dawn's visits probably don't look like what you're picturing, sitting across a table or through a pane of plexiglass. No, when Dawn visits her son Tommy, she has to sit in a windowless booth just past the jail's front door, hold a phone to her ear, and wait for him to show up on a little screen.
Hi, honey.
On this day, Dawn can hear him, but most times she says she can't. The sound will cut out or the screen freezes up. And this whole time, Tommy, who's awaiting trial for possession of a weapon and other charges relating to a heroin addiction, is a few hundred feet away on his cell block, sitting at another little screen.
I can't stand it because he's on the screen in front of me and I can't touch him. It's frustrating.
Video visitation can be great for families who are far away as a supplement to real visits. But there are also a lot of people in Dawn's position who can and want to do an in-person visit, but just aren't allowed. Because when Cheshire County Jail signed its contract with Securus, the company that installed this technology, it agreed to ban all in-person visits between inmates and families. And that's on its way to becoming the new normal in jails across the country. Video visits come in-person visits disappear.
We were actually reluctant. We were like, really?
Richard Van Wickler is superintendent of Cheshire County Jail in Keene. He signed the jail's contract with Securus, and the county paid $30,000 to install the video system.
You know, video visitation, I mean, it's like another technological advancement of our society that nobody's really used to. But then we began to see the advantages of it.
One advantage? Less worry about contraband coming in, which means fewer inmate strip searches, which means less staff time. And here's another advantage. Jails stand to make a profit. Come do a video visit at the jail, it's free. But do it from your home computer, that can run a dollar a minute. Securus promised the jail a 20% cut of the thousands of dollars those fees bring in. That only came to about $2,500 for this jail last year. It's really Securus making the profit. And while Superintendent Van Wickler says he's sympathetic to what's being lost here, it's part of the social contract of being incarcerated.
When I go to rest at night or when I retire from this, whenever I do, I know that I did what I think was the right thing. When one violates the law and one has to serve time in a public institution, one of the liberties that one could lose is the opportunity to hug a loved one. And you know what? That's a difficult sanction. That's hard time.
But anyone looking to argue that banning in-person visits goes one step beyond hard time has to be able to point at a legal definition of what a visit is. And those laws came out well before video visitation did, says Bernadette Rauby of the Prison Policy Initiative.
They refer to how many visits need to be provided in the jails, but they don't define what a visit might be.
Video visitation is taking hold in a couple facilities in New Hampshire. But according to Rauby, Cheshire County Jail is the only place that also bans in-person visits, which baffles advocates like her, because for most people doing time in jail, their families actually live nearby.
To me, it doesn't really make sense. When someone is close to their families, we're taking away families' right to an in-person visit when they're most able to provide that for their incarcerated loved one.
I called Securus to get their take.
Thank you for calling Securus Technologies, the leading provider of inmate communication services.
But I just kept getting handed off to customer service representatives.
If you are calling about Securus video visitation services, press 1 now.
Video visitation is catching on really fast, nationwide. 75% of the jails that use it have gone ahead and ended in-person visits altogether, even when it wasn't required in the contract. So for families like Dawn Herbert in Keene, that little screen will remain the closest she can get to her son. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.